Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about some of the museums in Edinburgh on the Royal Mile and the Mound. One museum on the Royal Mile is the Museum of Childhood, which contains a large collection of toys, dolls, and games from the Victorian era up to the present day. I grew up in Edinburgh and I used to go there quite a lot and really enjoyed it as a child. It was founded by private individuals in the 1950s and originally was their collection of toys. But since then, there's been lots of donations from all over the world of all different types of toys. Another museum on the Royal Mile is the Museum of Edinburgh, which traces the history of the capital from prehistoric times to the present day. There's an exhibition about the Roman army, which existed in Scotland 2,000 years ago, where archaeological finds in Crammond, which is an area of Edinburgh, have proved to be true. Another section is about the old and the new town and how Edinburgh has transformed over the ages. Another street with lots of different museums is the Mound. One of the museums on the Mound is the Writers' Museum, and the Writers' Museum is on an area called Lady Stair's House, and it celebrates the lives of three giants of Scottish literature: Robert Burns, Sir Walter Scott, and Robert Louis Stevenson. And their stories are told through personal objects, portraits, manuscripts and original editions of their works. Visitors can see the printing press on which Walter Scott's novels were printed and portraits of Robert Burns. You don't need to have read these writers to enjoy their life stories, which are very interesting. And the final museum in on the Mound that I'll talk about is called the Museum on the Mound, and their sort of big draw is that they have £1 million in cash. It's a banking museum, and so it's all about finance, which might sound a wee bit dry, but it's quite interesting. They have £1 million in cash, and they've also got Scotland's oldest banknote, and they talk about the changing face of money in Edinburgh. Talk about houses and how to crack open a safe. All of these museums are free as well. It's a great thing about Edinburgh, is all the free museums that exist there. So they're all worth a visit and are all very different.